The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Whenever I hear this, I must admit, not only does Joan come to mind, because she truly does invite everybody selflessly into the household, but my mother, is an example of this, and I think I may have told this story before, and if I have, I beg your indulgence, but I just remember, how I interpreted this passage in light of my mother's example a long, long time ago when I was in the ninth grade. But the passage, of course, doesn't mean, don't invite your family members. What it means is keep an open mind to the people who are already in need, along with your family members. It's rabbinical speak again. So when you say it's a contrastive and you stick it in there initially, and that gets everybody, what? What do you mean don't invite your family members? So of course that gets the people interested, and then zing, then you put in what you really want to say. And so Jesus is not telling people to exclude their own families. What he's saying is, just keep open, keep remembering, keep a watchful eye for the people who are ignored. And my story, of course, going back to my mother, is I just remember in the ninth grade, or maybe it was the 10th grade, and it was Thanksgiving Day, and my mother had been volunteering at Tripler Army Hospital because, she had was trying to, she worked with the worst victims, in the burn war that were really wounded in the Vietnam War, and my brother was able to basically avoid being brought to Vietnam. So my mother thought, God has given me my promise. I'm going to work in that Triple Army Hospital ward because I'm so happy. So she was working with these guys, and it dawns on her that they have no place to go for Thanksgiving. So she decides everyone who is at least minimally ambulatory in that hospital, and there's a lot of guys who are, of course, the burn ward is not minimally ambulatory, but she invites every last one of them with their caretaker, the nurse or somebody that can come with them, to come to our house for Thanksgiving. Well, of course, I come home, and I'm looking at all these tables being set up and these caterers coming in, and so I'm going, what in the world is going on, So I said, hey, Mom, what's going on here? And Mom says, oh, I invited all those boys, in the hospital there, to come over, for Thanksgiving dinner. I said, Mom, don't you know that this is you got to understand this young Spitzer, brash, arrogant, know-it-all. Mom, don't you know that Thanksgiving is for family? To which my mother said, these are our family. Oh, okay. So, of course, I got the message. And that's the message of today's gospel. These people on the margins, the blind, the lame, the halt, the ones that we see, they're our family too, and they should be included. A feast in first century Jerusalem, that's like table fellowship. That's not just like Thanksgiving Day. That's like you invite your family and your best friends who are like family to the table. And what Jesus is saying to these people is, treat these other people too, include them too, like your own family, like you give them table fellowship. And I just thought, this is my mom. This is where I started getting a clue as to what the words of Jesus meant. And I got it not by words, but by example. Because as every last one of those guys left, they were so happy, and they didn't want to go back. And the caretakers were going, these guys have to go back. They're wounded. They got claymore mined, arms shot up. They got to go back. And they didn't want to go back, but every last one of them, almost to a person, just said, thank you so much, Mrs. Spitzer. This is the best Thanksgiving I've ever had. Jesus is right. This is exactly right. And of course, the brash, arrogant, and impudent Spitzer finally figured out that the Lord knew precisely what he was doing when he said, essentially, be like your mother, be like Joan, try to include everybody in your heart. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.